This is the Angel News Network Divine Discussions, and tonight we're going to be connecting with the Ascended Master Adama, the High Priest of Telos, Lemuria, an inner earth advanced civilization. We're going to begin, as we always do, with the mission statement of the Angel News Network, Bridges of Wellness, which is our physical spiritual home, and how they combine.
And I'm going to mute everyone, so later on if you have a question, you'll hit star 6 to unmute yourself and ask.
Okay, we're going to start out with the mission of the Angel News Network. Our mission is to bring the messages of the divine realm to the earth plane, to contribute to mankind's spiritual growth and ascension by raising the consciousness, resonance, and vibration of the world.
Bridges of Wellness mission statement is Bridges of Wellness is a spiritual community dedicated to honoring and nurturing the innate divinity in everyone. We inspire through mind, body, spirit practices, and education. We build bridges heart to heart.
And these mutual missions combine through the intentions and missions of Bridges of the Angel News Network. Let us further affirm through our mutual universal teachings and truth to continue to support humanity in ascending from our believing minds to our knowing hearts. Through this process, we shall learn to think with our hearts and create lives in a world founded upon love, equality, harmony, and balance. As many of you received the announcement, which I'll basically review before I go into trance, our divine discussions tonight, we shall share and reveal for some a fifth-dimensional inner earth civilization that coexists with ours. This extraordinary world is called Lemuria, and it is assisting our evolutionary ascension process so that one day we shall join as one. Lemuria, along with Atlantis, existed on the surface of our planet as we do now. Lemuria sank within the Pacific Ocean over 12,000 years ago. During our gathering, Adama, an ascended master, often called the father of humanity and a high priest of this amazing world, will be channeled by me, Philip. We shall share many wisdoms to support our personal and planetary advancement. There are actually 100 of these, and we're going to do them in 3 different gatherings, 33 at a time. During 2 past sacred journeys initiated by Adama to Mount Shasta, Lemuria's earthly home, we, the Angel News Network colleagues, performed many rituals to also support our ascension process. Details of this fantastic story and the basis for our discussion are in Coming Home to Lemuria and His Ascension Adventure Story. All proceeds from the sale of this book go to support the Bridges of Wellness. This book has been adapted into a stage play, and it will also be adapted into a screenplay with the intention of having it be a feature film. It really transcends films such as Star Wars, where I worked for many, many years, or also Avatar. It's wonderful to know that we have an existence on this planet beyond Star Wars and beyond Avatar right here on our very own planet. So let us join for an evening where the unbelievable becomes believable. And as always, you shall have the opportunity to ask your questions and to receive a message from, in this case, Adama. So if there aren't any questions, I'll go into trance and we shall begin. All right? Greetings, beloved sons and daughters. This is your father, Adama. Why do I call myself your father, beloved daughters and sons? It has to do with a journey long, long ago, beloved children, where we brought the intention of humanity from the planet Venus within this solar system to seed humanity. There have been many advanced extraterrestrial interventions with that process along the way, and that within itself is a whole other teaching and adventure story within itself. But through this intervention and our desire to support the divinity from which we all came, we created a wonderful civilization, an advanced civilization that was not completely earthbound. There was still a portion of us that was in the etheric. We were not completely in spiritual formatting and density as you are now. But this connection, this allowed a connection to the higher realms from which we all came and allowed us to create a fantastic civilization. A civilization that was on the western segment of what now is your United States of America. It was a continent larger than your North America. But due to interventions from these other extraterrestrial civilizations and warring between Lemuria and Atlantis, basically a schism between the masculine and the feminine energies, this continent sunk. But what happened was we were given a dispensation from the higher realms to create a version, if you will, of ourselves within the core of this particular planet. Later, several thousand years later, the islands of Atlantis, to the east of us, sank. But for this discussion, we're going to focus on Lemuria. So when we were given a dispensation to recreate our civilization within the core of this planet, we held on to the wisdoms and the principles that laid the foundation upon our civilization when it was upon the surface of the planet. Many of you were citizens of this culture. Many of you still resonate with the concept of Lemuria, or your interactions with Atlantis and Lemuria is why this is so resonant at this particular time. We are working with you on the surface of the planet, remaining separate from you so we are not contaminated with the density on the surface, to assist you in one day joining us in one world. It is important that you understand, beloved children, that all planets within your solar system are hollow. Most of the planets within your solar system have civilizations within their core. You live inside your house, not on your roof. But for the moment, you are living on the roof. But it is not unusual that planets have civilizations within their core, which sometimes mirror past civilizations or present civilizations on the surface. This is new information for many of you. So as you look out into your solar system, you are not able to see many civilizations that are on your planet because they are in the core of the planet itself, or they are within a frequency that you cannot yet see, hear, or feel. But that will all come to an end one day within the ascension of the planet itself, Earth, and yourself. So we are assisting you. And when your resonance is high enough and of a higher frequency, we will reveal ourselves to more and more of you. Some of you have already experienced us. Some of us have already met. The channel that we're coming through and his colleagues created a sacred journey on our physical earth home, Mount Shasta in Northern California, and were proxies for humanity to assist within the evolutionary process. And as a result of these two sacred journeys, a great assistance took place in your process of moving into a higher frequency of existence yourself, allowing our future connection. At this time, at this gathering, at this divine discussion, we're going to discuss several principles that allow us to maintain the higher frequency that we have so that it can be reflected within your world so that we can more quickly, if you will, advance in our joining together as one. As many of you know, on your December 21st, 2012, you began the final 2,000-year ascension process of your planet, which amalgamate will ascend into a body of light, a star, if you will. Thus, everything upon the surface of the planet will make that transformation itself. That's the process that you're involved in now. So before we begin these wisdoms to assist you, and we can dialogue in between each wisdom with your questions of how they relate to you or further understanding that you might have. Are there any questions about what has been addressed at this time right now about the actual creation of Lemuria? In fact, Lemuria is part of an Agarthic network where there are actually 120 advanced civilizations in the core of your planet, which is a bit of an overwhelm for most of you. So we would just focus on one of them. But when you're looking at civilizations like Egyptian, Mayan, Aztec, Hopi, you do not have an explanation as to how or why they disappeared. They received a dispensation to advance into a higher frequency of existence, and many of them are within the core of this planet, which is an amazing piece of truth for most of you. But is it important that more and more of you begin to realize that we actually exist, and that we were actually composited of the same RNA and DNA that you are, and we are assisting the awakening of what you call your junk DNA, your spiritual DNA at this time. Are there any questions before we begin?
Adama, thank you for joining us tonight.
You're welcome, Virgos.
Are there no remnants of Atlantis? Are there only remnants of the Lemurian civilization?
It is the reverse. There are very few remnants of Lemuria because it was of a less dense frequency. The planet itself was less dense, and our civilization was not in a completed carbon crystalline format. There are physical examples of Atlantis, which was more dense, which was advanced later, which were the process of resurfacing and being discovered. Does that help you?
I meant remnants of the civilization of Atlantis, not the actual,
yes,
physical.
Yes, there are remnants of it.
But there are not communities the way there are of Lemuria in the center of the Earth?
Yes. Atlantis also has a civilization within the core of the Earth as well. It is one of the many civilizations that are here, yes.
Are you involved with it, with Atlantis?
Yes. We are on a council. There is a council of the Agarthic Network where we all interface and work and support one another. And I'll also give you an example of how it works. Because of the destructive forces, the assertive masculine energies largely of the Atlantis civilization, they had to go through a lot of clearing and cleansing in order to be accepted into a higher frequency of existence. And we, Lemurian brothers and sisters, assisted the clearing and cleansing of that corrupted energy in order for them to join us. And we did this through that council.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions?
Again, if you have a question and you're online, just hit *6, and that'll put you into the query. I wanted to ask you, Adama, about the beings that are in the inner earth living there. So are they ethereal beings, or are there any dense forms such as us?
They are dense, not in the same format we are dense, not in the same electronic coding that you are on the surface, but you would be able to physically recognize us. But your experience of us would be able to move exactly through us and beyond us. So we are still largely etheric at this time. Does that help you?
Okay, so what I heard you say was that you're basically etheric, and we will be able to reach that as well.
Through your light body, through the ascension of your light body.
Okay, thank you.
Here is another explanation which will help you. We're able to transport ourselves back and forth between a 3D format and a 5D format. We can actually, if we choose to come to the surface of the planet, which we periodically do for various tasks, we can become as dense as you are. And when we return to Lemuria, we return to a higher frequency, less dense format. You will be able to do this in your future as well. Are there any other questions?
Thank you. That's encouraging.
So this is, we in Lemuria wish to acknowledge, for some of you, this seems unbelievable. For some of you, it seems impossible that this could possibly be, because you've been taught that the core of the Earth is a fiery, molten mass. There are aspects of that within the core of the planet, but the core of the planet is much larger than your natural sciences have explained to you. And remember, the core of each planet within your solar system, and many solar systems and many galaxies, including your own, have these civilizations in the interior and on the surface. So again, think of it of living inside a house, not on the roof. And that may help you explain how we are living.
Speaking of living on the roof, I've heard that description before, as though, you know, you silly people, you're living on the roof. Why in the world would we think that we would live in the interior of our planet? What would be the point? We've got everything we need. We have water, air, food, sun on the surface. I mean, why would we think that living in the inside the planet would make any sense?
Let me explain that the reason we're living in the interior of the planet, and see if that helps, beloved son. The surface of the planet, after the warring between Atlantis and Lemuria through nuclear warfare, which is actually more advanced than any nuclear warfare you have this time, created an uninhabitable situation on the surface of the planet. The surface of the planet was devastated. And a lot of the, what you call your historical facts about extinctions, actually really took place during this period as a result of the warfare between these two nations. The only place that we could go and still remain on the planet itself, which we had, which could become inhabitable, was the interior of the planet, waiting for the healing of the surface. Does that help you?
So where did we as human beings come from if the planet was decimated? Because this, the Lemuria sank about 12,000 years ago, right? So this would have to have occurred after.
The reason I am called the father of humanity, as I explained earlier, beloved son, was that we brought the intention of it from the planet Venus, the planet you call the planet of love. Remember, the Earth is called the love adversity, where you are rekindling learning to love unconditionally. That force was brought humanity within a higher frequency format that allowed us to be connected directly to higher realms. And we in Lemuria never lost that connection. We never wished to become completely dense and lose that connection, which allowed us to create in a more forthright way the fifth-dimensional civilizations that we have created within the core of the planet at this time. Does that help you?
So after Lemuria sank about 12,000 years ago, you went into the core of the Earth.
Yes, that is what I have explained.
Now, the question that I'm asking is, where did we, who did not go to the core of the Earth, come from? Did you bring that energy from Venus after...
Some of humanity survived on the surface and became, in your vernacular, primitive. Advanced civilizations, what you called aliens from other civilizations, interspersed with you, with their advanced DNA and RNA, and created what you call the recorded evolution of humanity. At the same time, we were powering that evolution from the interior.
Now, if Lemuria sank 12,000 years ago, you're saying that all of this occurred within the last 12,000 years?
Yes.
So our history is only 12,000 years old?
No, it's millions of years old.
I'm not following then what our origins were after 12,000 years ago. So,
you mean before 12,000 years ago, not after, dear one.
Am I the only one confused here?
Would they be the Mayans and the Atlanteans?
They all came later. Let me explain again, beloveds. We brought the intention of humanity from the planet Venus millions of years ago.
Okay.
And created civilizations on the surface of the planet. For this particular discussion, we are discussing Lemuria only, but it was not the only civilization. It had a period of millions of years of creating an advanced civilization. On the opposite side of the planet, there became another force called Atlantis. When had a different intention and outlook on how life should be, the two nations, if you will, ended up warring, devastating the surface of the planet, sinking both civilizations eventually, Lemuria first and Atlantis secondly, allowing the creation of a dispensation to create inner Earth advanced civilizations as the surface of the planet healed. Do you understand?
Right. And we are the remnant of the humans who are left after the war between Atlantis and Lemuria?
Many of you are, and many or you are a hybrid of we Lemurians. It is a combination of the two.
So all of the humans that did not become etheric and go to the center, or some stayed on the surface?
Some survived the Holocaust in your vernacular, yes.
And we are the progeny of those who survived.
You are the progeny of those who survived, interspersed with the interaction and the genetic alterations by advanced civilizations who came to this planet. Understand, beloved children, this planet has been visited. It has been occupied, in your vernacular, by many, many advanced civilizations for many, many millions of years. And the coming and goings of these advanced civilizations for the mining of minerals and various other aspects of the planet have been going on for millennia. This is new information for many of you. This is not within your recorded history, which you will soon come to realize and to know. Any other questions?
Well, let's move on to the wisdom.
Did you have a question, Anne?
I have a question. I'm a little confused. Would you explain the difference between what you're calling Lemuria, where you are, and Telos?
Telos is the capital of Lemuria.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Did you have a question, Anne?
Telos means, in our language, the city of light.
Right now, Hawaii is experiencing the eruptions of Mount Kilauea. Is that anywhere like a sign or a connection with the Lemurian civilization? A sign or
the Hawaiian Islands are a physical remnant of Lemuria, yes. Lemuria will not rise again from the Pacific Ocean. It is not the destiny of our civilizations to be and to do that. It is possible for that to happen with Atlantis. And Atlantis in your Atlantic was a combination of 10 physical islands and one etheric island, which you're in the process of realizing that those actually existed. Does that help you?
Are your etheric civilizations in the Earth affected by the physical lava?
No. We are not affected by anything physically that takes place on the surface of the planet.
Is that lava coming from the center of the planet, or are there pockets closer to the surface?
It's closer to the surface. We are beneath the activation of the lava flow. We actually have, and we'll discuss this later in our wisdoms, amino acid computers which allow us to balance and not be affected by your events on the surface, your weather, your nuclear weapons, or your acts of volcanic activity, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, or other storms.
Shall we begin the wisdoms?
If we are complete with your questions.
Are we complete?
Do you have a basic understanding, dear children, of Providence?
I have another question. I know that Archangel Sandophon is beneath, is protector of the inner earth. Is there any connection with Archangel Sandophon and the and Adam?
Yes. The advanced civilizations in the interior of the earth work in concert with the archangelic forces, in your vernacular, so above as below, as above, so below. And we work in concert. Whenever the divine souls who put together the sacred journeys to Mount Shasta, our physical home on the earth, in effect, that was what was taking place, a connection of the archangelic realm, who have never been human, and the inner earth civilization of Lemuria. Does that help you?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Any other questions? Now, we in Lemuria, and we within the advanced civilization, understand this is new. We understand that this can be puzzling for many of you. But is it important that you begin to realize that we exist and that we are a brotherhood and a sisterhood, and we are here assisting you since we were once on the surface of the planet as you are, as your ascended masters who you're working with within your divine discussions as well. The difference between my being an ascended master is that I composite myself within the interior of the planet, whereas the ascended masters often do not. But that does not negate them working in concert and integration, if you will, with us in the interior of the planet. It is all part of councils. Do you understand?
Yes.
Shall we continue?
Okay, we're going to begin. We're going to begin reviewing 33 very short statements of wisdoms.
And understand that you can ask questions about these in between.
And number one. Peace is a necessary factor for the human evolution slash ascension and evolution ascension, and evolution slash ascension is a necessary factor for the continuation of the human species.
And this is the reason we do not make ourselves available to you physically. It is a lack of peace. It is the concurrence of duality and separation and confrontation. That density of energy cannot be allowed and contaminate the frequency that we live in. When you have learned to have peace through seeing each other in a oneness capacity, that will eliminate the veil and the separation between us. So you're in the process of learning what creates peace. Love creating equality, love creating harmony, love creating balance of the masculine and the feminine energy. Are there any questions about the importance of peace within the evolutionary ascension process of humanity, the necessity of it, not only for your own survival, but for your advancement?
If I connect the first of the sentence with the end of the sentence, it reads, peace is a necessary factor for the continuation of the human species.
Yes. Take a deep breath and integrate that, beloved children. Know that. And know that that peace lies within your relationship with yourself. Know that you are each other in disguise. Know that you are diversified versions of the same thing. And it's only not understanding that truth that creates your duality, your separation, and your confrontation.
It's clear that with men running everything, all we've had is war. So, as has been pointed out by other ascended masters, including Saint Germain, without the balancing of the masculine and the feminine, we're never going to have peace.
That is why the feminine energy is leading that balance. That is why the children coming into the world who are complete with their RNA and DNA, very similar to our configuration within the inner earth, that are also leading the way. Look at the youth. And look at the women and the feminine energy, and you will see who is leading the charge. Shall we continue?
So I think you've been clear on the lower and higher realms that are here to help us find our way back home into higher dimensions of light. I'd like to address number three. It is the destiny of humanity to have the freedom and protective environment necessary to allow us to evolve into the light being we are. This is what ascension is all about.
Read it again.
It is the density of humanity, destiny of humanity, to have the freedom and protective environment necessary to allow us to evolve into the light being we are.
So the whole aspect of this, beloved children, is you accepting this aspect of your divinity and knowing it is your divine right, just as you are right now, to be good enough and worthy enough to be this divinity. To know, not believe, that it is your destiny to ascend, to transcend into your eternal light being format. Are there any questions about this?
Well, I understand that we're morphing into this light body very slowly. So could you kind of give us a review of the process? I'm hearing a lot about the morphogenic body, which apparently is the beginning of this morphing into the light being.
It's all about the relationship with self, which has been explained to you many times. You chose to experience being human through something called the relationship with self. And ultimately, self is a reflection of all that there is. So you're in the process, in effect, of freeing yourself from self, freeing yourself from yourself. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, definitely. Getting rid of habits and ideas that we've lived with for eons of time.
Habits, patterns, and rituals that no longer serve this higher aspect of yourself. You're coming to the end, the karmic end, of needing to learn this way. Can you feel that? Can you be with that? Can you know that and integrate that as your truth at this present time?
Yes, thank you.
That is the question. Ask yourself, am I ready to commit to this truth? Shall we move on?
Number four, humanity is receiving light from above and below. Galactic Command and Inner Earth, we are between two great forces of light. What are you calling Galactic Command?
There are many, many forces that are known to some of you and not known to you. Remember the councils that I talked about that we meet within the Inner Earth. One of them is the Galactic Council, which there are representatives from your galaxy. There are heads of each solar system within the galaxy that we work in concert with. We have the ability and the technology to visit these other galaxies in their councils and for them to come be counseled here within the inner Earth frequencies. This will be your destiny as well, to be able to expand yourselves galactically. For the moment, there are beings from these galactic councils who interface with the inner Earth civilizations, and we, in turn, transmit these wisdoms and support systems to you on the surface. Sometimes you're ready to receive them, sometimes you're not.
Must be an immense body. I mean, if it's, you said that the head of each solar system?
Yeah,
in a galaxy. I mean, aren't there millions of solar systems?
Well, they amalgamate, not unlike your structure of government, where certain councils represent certain volumes of existence.
Is there a connection with the Council of 12?
Yes. Most of the councils are actually set up with 12. Remember, beloved children, this planet was seeded by 12 different star systems from this galaxy. They brought certain wisdoms into it this planet is a unique experiment, that's why it's called the Loverversity, to not only affect the evolution of the solar system, but the evolution of this particular galaxy. We are all advancing exponentially, no matter what level of advancement that we are at. We are all interconnected to that advancement. And we are all supporting each other in it. There are civilizations within this solar system that are more primitive in your vernacular than you are, and some that are much more advanced. But we are all supporting each other within the oneness concept of creation. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you.
If the intention, beloved children, is to attempt to keep it simple, is the attempt to not overload you with all of the immenseness of what you're not totally ready to understand. So we give you glimpses, we give you pieces to put together. But is it important at this point in your evolutionary path that is kept as simple as processed, as simple as possible? So the moment for you to begin to accept and to understand that the inner earth civilizations exist and that we interface with other civilizations not only in this solar system but in this galaxy, and not to overwhelm you, but other galaxies as well. Remember, beloved children, once you leave this frequency, there is no time or distance. We can intend telepathically to be wherever we intend to be, and you will have this ability as well. Shall we continue?
Yes, I would like for you to address the waves of ascension energy. Waves of ascension energy are being generated from the creative force of the universe. Mm-hmm. These are in unison with God's plan for Earth. There is a divine timing at play.
That is the final 2,000-year cycle. That is a timing place. That is, to make it simple, the above and below combinations of combined energies to support you. And what is the basis of all of that, children? The basis of all of that is love. The basis of all of that is unconditional love, which is the building block of everything. That's how magnificent you are. You are an aspect of everything we're discussing, even the things you cannot even comprehend. That's how magnificent you are. And as you increase your frequency, your resonance, and your consciousness, it will all amalgamate and make total sense in an instant second. Shall we continue?
Just so that we don't skip these, I'm going to go back to six. That was number eight that Sam just read.
Yes, attempt to read them in order,
yeah,
if you can, please.
Six, inner Earth civilizations are connected to all solar systems in our galaxy. There are amino acid computers connected to the Akashic records that convert teachings into readable data.
So there's a hint of how it all works. You all know that amino acids create proteins, which are the basic foundations of your density. Yes? Most of you understand this. So we have amino acid computers that are the energetic component of the amino acids, which allow us to connect with the Akashic record, which is the hall of wisdom of everything. So whatever we need to become aware of or to know about, we have instant access. And stop and think about that. Once you become immortal, which we are, we can live as long as we choose to live in the format that we're choosing, so we can apply all the experiences we had in previous lifetime in combination with aspect to the Akashic records. So what does that mean? It means anything and everything is possible. That's the foundation of who you are. That's the foundation of why you are here and where it is leading through your divinity.
Any questions?
Are we going to be able to develop that in 3D, or is that something that would only happen in 5D?
You will not develop it in 3D. You will transcend 3D through the healing relationship with self and move into a higher frequency of existence. And that is when it becomes possible.
Okay.
Any other questions? Ask your questions, beloved children. This is new for many of you.
I had a question on the waves of ascension energy. There are reports that we are getting 22 waves of energy this year that are going to change humanity immensely. Some are reporting that last month, in the month of April, there were 7 distinct waves that we received that month, and many people were feeling exhaustion and various other symptoms. And scientific reports are now showing that even though there's a massive coronal hole in the sun, these waves of energy appear to be coming from beyond the sun, not from the sun itself. I wonder if you could comment on that.
Remember, there are trillions and trillions of suns within your galaxy. So, of course, it's beyond the sun. The sun is one of many. The sun is one of many. What specifically is your question, dear one?
Well, I was just wondering if you might be able to tell us where these waves are coming from.
They're coming from other planets. They are coming from us within the core of the planet. And it is the crystalline core of the planet which maintains our advanced civilization, the creation of our sun, the creation of our air, the creation of our water, and the creation of your life force, the very beating of your heart. There are waves of creation and ascension coming from many solar systems within this galaxy. You have a sister galaxy beginning to merge your Andromeda with your Milky Way, which is also feeding extra energy into the galaxy and into the worlds and solar systems within it. All of this is creation saying, beloved children, I love you. All of this is creation saying, I love you. Can you be with that?
You've been talking about many. What is the great central sun that I often hear referred to? What is that?
That is a name for the crystalline core of this planet, which vibrates at a frequency and creates an energy that is called a light, that can be called a sun, that not only maintains the inner Earth civilizations, but all life forms on the surface of the planet as well, and maintains and sustains the actual beat of your heart, dear son.
So it affects we who live on the surface as well.
That is what I am saying,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So with these waves of energy, there are many of us that sense them and feel these frequencies. Is there anything that we can do to make this process easier?
Let's talk about why it's happening, dear daughter. The exhaustion that you're feeling, or the physical symptoms that you're feeling, are a cleansing and a clearing of past and present experiences, lifetime experiences, that need to be cleared and cleansed in order to transcend the self to move into a higher frequency of existence. Since you are experiencing 3D through your emotions, thoughts, and physicality, it is the only way that you can experience it. Does that help you?
Yes, it does help me.
So understand, when a symptom is happening, what may assist you in the process, since your mental body really wants everything explained, is to understand what's happening that you may be unconscious of. Is as a clearing and cleansing of things from the past and the present, since the ascension process is accelerating for all of the billions of you who chose to be here at this time to experience the ascension process. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. And I'm well aware that that's what we're doing. I'm just wondering if there are any steps that we might be able to take to make this process a little easier on our dense bodies.
Pay attention to what you put into your body. Pay attention to how you focus upon your breath. Pay attention to how you exercise. Pay attention to your consciences and the silent conversations you have with yourself within that process, rather demeaning or being non-accepting of it. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you.
Do you want to do seven, Sam?
When we are truly ready, inner earth beings will surface and merge with light workers for the final stage leading to ascension.
So begin to understand the reason that I haven't fought rightly in the past and limited now in the present is because of the contamination that your energy would bring into our existence. You have your soul plans, which you must activate and move through as we did. We went through our process of advancing on our own to create the advanced civilizations we have in the core of the earth. You must and will do the same on the surface.
When we were on Mount Shasta, I was reading and hearing that for some time there had been sightings of Lemurians by Earth dwellers. Is that so that you made yourselves?
Yes. We visit light workers and way showers on a regular basis. We have meetings not only amongst Mount Shasta but other locations, other vortices, other portals on the planet. For those who are ready to accept and understand us, some are able to transform themselves with our assistance into their light bodies and actually come into Lemuria, which the channel we are coming through now has experienced.
When I was there, I was looking, and I never saw anybody or anything.
That's okay.
Well, I was kind of disappointed. I was hoping I would meet somebody. I wouldn't mind meeting you.
Perhaps, beloved son, you were there to meet yourself.
I found myself.
There you go.
Okay, 9. We Lemurians are hefty and strong, having been on a vegetarian diet for the past 12,000 years. We are able to prolong our life for as long as we desire, knowing emotions and thoughts create reality. The fountain of youth is located in your emotions and thoughts.
We live on basically live food, largely vegetarian. We do not destroy another lifetime, another life form completely in order to ingest it. We eat the fruits of the plants, possibly some of the leaves, without destroying the entire plant. Again, your immortality exists within your learning to control your emotions, creating your thoughts, creating the flow of energy within your body, creating what you call disease. The last hurdle that humanity will jump over is physical death itself. That is why your eternal spirit lives forever. Any questions?
So animals are not on the planet for us to eat.
Animals are not on the planet to be enslaved or to be your food. Every life form on this planet, animal, mineral, human, has come here in a band of consciousness to support humanity's process of ascension. They have largely been misunderstood, enslaved, killed, and destroyed. The trees are the guardians and the protectors of the planet, which create oxygen that allows your survival. The destruction of these other life forms is actually a form of your suicide. You will reach a point where the system that you have, a one life form needing to completely eat and destroy another, allowing it to return to physical, to spiritual formatting, will no longer be necessary, which is how we exist in Lemuria. Animals do not eat and destroy one another. They do not attack humans. We live in love, equality, harmony, and balance.
So the animals that kill other animals are, what did you say, they're reflecting what?
That is a reflection of your relationship with yourself.
So animals didn't eat each other before humanity emerged on Earth?
Animals do not eat one another in advanced civilizations. They came here from various worlds, various galaxies, again, with the aid of the 12 star systems that seeded the planet to assist humanity in its evolutionary process. We talked about the trees being the lungs of the planet. Your whales, your porpoises, are the guardians of the oceans, which are the intricate system of the planet. What's largely missing within your natural sciences is that the planet is a living, conscious being with organs, air, oil, gas, water, that actually maintain and sustain your life. Through destroying these or interrupting these or polluting them, you're attempting to destroy yourself. Again, it reflects your relationship with self. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's all going back to self, isn't it, children?
Yes.
You're beginning to see the magnificence of this thing as a permanent learning tool. Self, are you not?
It's so interesting looking at the aggressive response that's coming from many industries who are using fossil fuels against the emergence of any newer kinds of energy sources that are, you know, can't be depleted like the sun and wind and all that. They fight it in so many different ways.
Children, there's an electromagnetic force in the interior of your planet, and there is a photon belt around your planet that can fuel all the energy that you need to maintain and sustain yourself for nothing. Various inventors have received these wisdoms, and they have been killed or shut down, and this wisdom has been eliminated by those who wish to use energy, which in effect is burning up the organs of the planet herself. The advanced civilizations are once on the surface of the Earth, and those in the interior of this particular planet use no organs of the planet herself as our energy bases. There have been civilizations on the surface of the planet that understood how to capture the photon energy of light from the sun, or to capture energy from the interior of the planet. You're on the cusp of beginning to access in a wireless capacity these energies. A precursor to this will be your wireless transmission of electricity. But electricity requires carbon-based usage to be created. So what the next step of advancement will be on the surface of the planet, if you so choose, is to learn not to need any carbon-based foundation for the creation of energy. It will be beyond wind. It will be beyond water. It will be beyond what you call natural resource fuel. Do you understand?
It'll be magnetic and photon, did you say?
Two different. Again, back to above and below. In the interior of the planet, there's an energy force that you can tap in from this central fundus, from this crystalline core, which maintains and sustains the very beat of your heart. Then there is the photon, the electromagnetic photon belt around the planet that you will learn to capture. All of this can be done free. But those who are controlling the energy on your planet now are preventing this from happening. But that will break down. The cyberspace, the internet capacities that were given to you from the archangelic realm of Uriel as a gift to humanity, are allowing you now to have this information to be rekindled. And the formulas for recreating this energy which once existed on your planet, your pyramids, beloved children, the capstones of your pyramids were electromagnetic energy fields that wrapped around the entire planet in an ancient advanced civilizations that fueled all of the energy needs of all of those advanced ancient civilizations whose names have been lost to many of you, using no of the natural resources of Mother Earth herself. It will all be revealed. Shall we continue?
Number 10, grow colder with grace and dignity and maintain your physical prowess, agility, and strength through conscious diet and exercise. Don't allow age to limit you or what people say. You are unlimited.
So allow yourselves as you go through your humanity and your chronology, and you've had some of your thousands of lifetimes on this planet of life and death, life and death, life and death, to know that each quadrant of your incarnational cycle of present can be productive, can be creative, through maintaining and sustaining your physical bodies, your emotions, and your thoughts. You can remain limitless to the very day you transcend from your bodies. Any questions?
That's encouraging.
Remember, physical death is your last hurdle.
So if we're perfectly healthy and then we leave, we are simply, our spirits are simply choosing just to leave the healthy body because there's no longer reason to be in this incarnation.
You're in a committed incarnational cycle which is coming to an end.
Hmm. And so our spirits would just slip away out of the body.
Your soul will slip away.
Okay.
Your eternal spirit can never die.
Is that what some of the Indian yogis do? I can't remember the word of samadhi. Then they, their spirits just leave their bodies while they're sitting in meditation?
Yes, they can actually control the process.
Yeah.
Let us continue.
11. Ascension is about determining how long to remain in physical body before moving on.
What do you think of that? Does it scare you?
No, I like it.
You're beginning to understand your freedom of choice and freedom of will and how magnificent it is. Beloved children, no soul leaves the physical body one moment before its time. You are in control of that, whether you are aware of it or not. Questions? Move along.
I have used that line the more times I can tell you. My sister's ex-husband just passed away a week ago, and they recited it back to me, which was nice to hear. People are beginning to learn and accept that.
They need to move it from their mental body into their hearts and know that it is the truth. Mm-hmm. And there your comfort and your fear of death will end.
Sam?
Number 12. Are you ready to adjust to your immortality, knowing you can live forever?
Are you? Now, there's an aspect of you that is eternal. If you can totally accept that, then it can change your perspective on everything that is happening in this lifetime and allow you to begin to put it in perspective as to what is happening and why and how it fits into the larger picture. You have a soul, which is your etheric aspect of yourself in your physical format. When you shift out of your physical format, that soul transcends, dies, if you will, like your physical body, and rejoins your eternal spirit that can never die.
You know, our earthly lives are so short that by the time we get to the point, many of us at least, to the point where we understand enough to be productive, we're in advanced age and we leave. And it would seem to be more efficient and productive if we could expand our, you know, the length of our lifetimes.
Not yet, beloved child.
Not yet?
Your consciousness is at a point where you need to die. It frees you from the confines of being human and allows you to return to the frequency from which you came. And it is a blessed respite. And then you decide if you want another ride on the other side. If you lived for eternity in the level of consciousness and frequency that you're at now, you would not only destroy yourselves, which has happened before on the surface of the planet, but you would attempt to destroy the planet, which she would not allow. Does that make sense?
Yes, but you just said something that confuses me. If ascension is our goal, then why would not I not choose to come back to experience ascension in the physical?
Because your ascension eventually will not be through your physical. It will be through a transformation into your light body.
So that could happen after I die and I'm in the spirit, in the etheric.
For many of the ascended masters, and you are currently working, beloved son, with Saint Germain, he ascended and made that transition consciously from his physical body into his light body. That does take place. Shall we continue?
Okay.
It's okay, beloved students, not to understand everything. It's okay that there are a few questions. Be with that.
Okay.
Everything is not going to be explained to you totally. For most of it, what you don't understand, many of you are not ready to understand, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Let's continue.
When your vibratory rate reaches a certain frequency, it triggers the light particles or photons in your body and turns on the light in your body.
That is exactly what I'm referring to with the ascension process. So read that again.
When your vibratory rate reaches a certain frequency...
And what causes that frequency to increase? Your awareness and consciousness through your relationship with self. Continue.
It triggers the light particles or photons in your body and turns on the light in your body.
And you ascend. So be with that phrase that very simplistically explains the process.
So for those of us that have consciously agreed or sought to increase our vibratory rate and move into this light body, will some of us make it in this lifetime?
Some will, most will not. It will not be a matter of escaping your humanity, but mastering being human, mastering self, thus mastering life, and that process activates the light photon. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Many of you wish to bypass the process. Many of you thought in your 2012, oh, whoopee, we're all going to ascend.
That was me.
Well, guess what?
I'm still here.
16. You are never alone. We are working with you always. Our thoughts and meditations join us.
And the reason this is taking place is because we are in an ascension process also. And we are assisting you in ascending so we can continue our ascension process as well. Since we were on the surface of the planet, our DNA and RNA are intrinsically connected, and we are indeed brothers and sisters and sons and daughters of the same forces of creation. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Are there any questions about this?
Okay, number 17, your planet is under siege siege right now, but the dark forces are being turned back and the light is rapidly spreading around the globe.
No matter how things appear in your outside world, beloved children, the gifts of communication and transportation which have been gifted to you from the higher realms are assisting you in a unified field of consciousness which will transcend the old paradigm of those attempting to control you. Know this as truth. No matter how things appear in the outside world, your ascension process is your personal process of one of inside out, not outside in. Question.
What are the dark forces that are attacking us?
What have you known them to be, beloved?
Each other.
Exactly. There have been forces that originally came to this planet that have been controlling humanity for quite some time, manipulating your genetic coding or attempting to manipulate it, enslaving aspects of humanity, mining forces and minerals on the planet. And these hidden forces in what you call the cabal of the Illuminati are still at play upon the planet. But they know that the gig in your vernacular is up, and that they are on their final threads of attempting to control something they did not create.
Are they involved in the nightmare we're currently experiencing politically in the United States?
It is not a nightmare, beloved son. What is experiencing in these United States is exactly the clearing and cleansing that you need as a nation to understand the wounds and defenses within your populace, to understand that the gift of democracy is not a spectator sport, that it requires the participation of each and every one of you, not giving your power away. What you are experiencing is the folly of humanity and extreme levels revealed to you through your communication and transportation like never before. The clearing and cleansing is in place. Your democracy will come out of this stronger than ever before.
That's wonderful to hear. I'm waiting for it to be clear and clean.
It will happen when the clearing and cleansing is complete and your nation understands the importance of the participation and honoring what democracy really means.
Well, I think we're going to have a lot of cleaning ladies doing it because the feminine energy seems to be really surging.
Exactly. And the youth.
And the youth, right. We could, so say, if we could be clever and use that title, I'm not sure the ladies would like that, be called cleaning ladies. But in a way, they're cleaning things up.
Any other questions?
Yes. Talking about countries.
Any
thoughts regarding Venezuela?
This is an extreme example of how a corrupted regime can destroy an entire nation. And it is being witnessed by the entire world. The question is for the world to really be concerned about this, for the world to really understand what is happening and why it is happening, and assisting these individuals, and seeing the corruption within themselves as well. It is an extreme pattern that periodically pops out throughout the planet, throughout your histories. Do you understand? Those forces that are attempting to control what they did not create, the despots, the tyrants, the dictators, may have a brief period of time, but check history, they all eventually fall. Any questions? Let us continue.
18. You are all light, as we are all light, and soon our two lights will merge into one great light of planetary ascension.
That is the promise. That is the promise of our relationship in the inner earth civilizations with you, knowing that our commonality is the light from whence we all came. And through the union of that light, we will all advance into service to all that there is.
I realize the timing really depends upon us. But I'm aware that when Aurelia Jones did the Seven Sacred Flames, you were quoted as saying, soon we would all meet. And, of course, from our earthly perspective is, when is soon?
Yes, the human mental body wants to know, soon, beloved children, is when you are ready, truly ready, to commit to the process that allows the ascension to take place. And what is that process? That process is the healing of self.
I have a feeling it's going to be quite a long time.
That is your feeling.
I'm just observing what's going on Earth.
Which can change in a nanosecond.
Well, I can't say from your mouth to God's ears because I can't separate you from God.
You can't separate yourself from God. That is the task at hand.
Yes. Okay.
So going along with that moves us right into 19. We Lemurians evolve consciously. This is the difference between our civilizations. As more become conscious, merging will take place.
So consciousness comes through awareness. Awareness allows your frequency and vibratory rate to increase. And that is the process. And it is the dense vibration that you currently exist in which prevents our interfacing with one another at this time. So be aware of your awareness. Be aware of your conscious. Be aware of your emotions that are creating your thoughts. Are they positive? Are they joyful? Are they blissful? Or are they focusing on what is not in your life rather than what is? Questions? Let us continue.
I just wanted to stay with that for just a minute because that's such an important statement. We Lemurians evolve consciously. And as you were talking with Maria, one way for us to be conscious is the whole life mastery process where we're aware of our feelings, what we resonate with, what our truth is, what our authenticity is, what our joy is. Isn't that the kind of thing you're talking about?
Exactly. That is what we are talking about.
Right.
It is the relationship with self that you are freeing yourselves from since you chose to learn about being human, being a human being through self.
Okay, 20. It is spiritual evolvement that is causing the confusion and chaos on the earth. As those entities who are not prepared to evolve resist the energies that are pouring in. When light is resisted, the pain and confusion exist in the hearts rather than love, equality, harmony, and balance. That's what's going on in our country now, isn't it?
That's what's going on all over the world.
Yeah.
Read it again.
It is spiritual evolvement that is causing the confusion and chaos on the earth. As those entities who are not prepared to evolve resist the energies that are pouring in. When light is resisted, the pain and confusion exist in the hearts rather than love, equality, harmony, and balance.
It is that resistance that's creating the duality and the separation. As you know, what you resist persists, and that is what is taking place. So ask yourself, are you ready to make another choice? Are you ready to select those who will be in a position of leadership in your governments, in your religions, in your corporations, in your educational, in your medical institutions? Are you ready to make another choice?
In many ways, I mean, in order to make this understood, we should call it for what we see it in the current 3D. Isn't that the battle going on between the progressives who tend to have a weak consciousness and the conservatives who tend to have a me consciousness? Isn't that the battle that's going on?
It is the appearance of it within your nation at this time, yes. Any other questions? So what is this revealing about yourselves as we go through this. Pay attention to what you're feeling and what you are thinking and what these revelations, which is the reason they have been brought forward, help you with. Let us continue.
21. You are made of pure white golden light from the inner heart of God. Most of you forgot this.
It is the forgetting that has caused your pain. It is your forgetting that has allowed the pain to go into long-term suffering. So it is time, beloved children, if you so remember, to remember. Questions?
This is probably a rhetorical question, but what would you recommend that those of us who need to wonder, to connect with that white golden light in the inner heart of God?
Simply accept it. Simply accept it. And know that it is true. And know that is who you are. And know that is where you came from. And know that is where you are headed. And eliminate any fear, doubt, or ignorance about that truth. Question.
How do we move that knowing from our mind to our heart?
By making it a priority of your life and soul plan.
Mm-hmm. 22. Your hundreds of thousands of lifetimes are merging, and you are remembering. You are waking up remembering who you are and why you are here. You came from higher dimensions.
If, beloved children, you can truly know this and accept this as your reality, pay attention to how your life and the world will change. Read this again, please.
Your hundreds of thousands of lifetimes are merging, and you are remembering. You are waking up, remembering who you are and why you are here. You came from higher dimensions.
Most of you have been taught that this one lifetime is all that there is. When this lie was taught to you through many of your religions in order for them to continue to control you, it broke for many of you the eternal connection of who you truly are. It is time for that to reconnect. And know that all the lifetimes you have chosen to experience in being human are in the process of ending to return you from whence you came. Questions? Let us continue.
Okay, I'm moving on to number 23. I think this answers Joel's question. To remember, focus on yourself, see yourself enveloped in white, golden light of perfection and beauty. Know this is you. Know you are beautiful beyond words and perfect beyond sight. Bring this beauty and perfection into your vision and see yourself standing as the magnificent being you are.
So you could take those words, if you so choose, and post them somewhere where you see them regularly and periodically, and allow them to be a daily mantra. And pay attention to what shifts take place within your lives, beloved children. For this is the truth. This is who you truly are. The question is, are you ready to accept that?
This would also be a beautiful thing to share with our loved ones.
Yes. But most importantly, to share it with yourself.
All right. 24. Knowing that we are all truly one, in Lemuria we are one extended family, borrowing and sharing all we have.
This is the great barrier of your existence within the 3D world now. The concept of oneness is an abstract, unattainable reality for many of you. For many of you, it is just a word, one, oneness, without any true meaning because you cannot see the interconnectivity of everything. But everything, beloved children, is interconnected. You all need one another. The reason the higher realms gifted you with the Ethernet, with cyberspace, is for you to begin to see that, yes, it is being abused. Yes, it is being manipulated. But it is still unlike ever before in your recorded history, excluding the advanced civilizations that preceded your recorded history, are connecting you, hundreds of millions of you, like never before. Strangers are becoming friends. You are in process. Questions?
Well, I'm just going to admit to the challenge it is because that battle between the progressives and the conservatives is something that occupies me more than I would wish it would. And I know I have to love those who want to.
You are all aspects of one another. If you can begin to see that on some level, you will begin to listen to each other, even though you seem in separation, and you will begin to see there is a common thread. And what is that thread, beloved children? That thread is you all want to be loved. You all want to be heard. You all want to be seen. You all want to know that somehow you matter. You all want to bring a creative process of the expression of yourself out into the world to the best of your ability without being handicapped by others. Know this truth, beloved children.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Hey, Diane, I'm going to clear the query. If you press star 6. Moving on to number 25. In Lemuria, we practice unconditional love, knowing it will be returned many fold.
Read that again.
In Lemuria, we practice unconditional love, knowing it will be returned many fold.
So what that requires in our reality is really knowing and accepting what love really is, and that it is the foundation of all creation. That it's not a lyric in a song. That it's not how you feel about your husband or your wife or your children, but it expands all of that in a commonality which allows love to become unconditional. That I will love you in spite of whether I agree with your politics of conservative or progressive or liberal or whatever that might be. That I will love you unconditionally in spite of your gender, your race, your religion, even though I may not agree with you, even though I may set a boundary around what you believe, I have an aspect of my higher self that transcends that into something called unconditionality. Do you understand?
Yes.
Let us continue.
26 refers to something we talked about before. Living long lives allows us to apply knowledge into wisdom.
Yes. And right now you're not having eternal lives because of your level of consciousness. When that consciousness allows your immortality to come into play, then you pull in all the lifetimes, the longevity that you've had, and applied knowledge becomes something called wisdom. Questions? Let us continue.
27. It is important to achieve immortality. You then have the advantage of putting all your accomplishments to use so you can experience a life of creativity and joy.
And that's exactly what we do in advanced civilizations in a higher frequency, which is your divine destination as well. That is why we're able to create these magnificent cities like Telos, which are gleaming crystal palaces beyond your comprehension in your 3D world. That's what awaits you, beloved children. That is the path before you, if you so choose and are willing to be and do the work to heal yourselves. Questions? Let us continue.
28. The purpose of life is to dream, and in the dream to create all you've dreamed. All we dream, we create, and all we create, we honor.
For when you dream, you transcend the 3D frequency. It goes beyond the confines of your emotions and your thoughts and your physicality, and you pay attention to that dream, and through the attention, you create an intention, and that applies manifestation. Attention plus intention equals manifestation. Do you see, beloved children?
Yes.
Only you are preventing it. Questions? Let us continue.
Okay, number 29 looks like it has to do with being in the present, the moment of now. The key to our success is the purity of our emotions and thoughts and our love for life.
Because we have mastered, which you're in the process of being and doing, how the emotions, the emotive feeling, the purpose of the emotion, creating a thought, creating the flow of energy, and creating physicality. If you could catch yourself and become aware of that process, you would become aware of how you would create a whole other light paradigm for yourself and for others around you. Question. Let us move on.
30. In Lemuria, all food and commodities are free. We do not think about money or taxes. Our thoughts are free to roam the multiverse.
This will be a great freedom for you. For most of your life now is struggling to create something called money through endeavors that many of you do not find pleasant or joyful. You're in a state of enslavement within the world that you have created. And there are those of you who understand the concept of sovereignness, but it's so difficult to free yourself from the confines of what you've created because you have a world that will penalize you in trying to be free of it. But when you make the transition from the frequency you're in to the higher one, you understand that there is enough for everyone. You understand the reality is something called total abundance. You understand that sharing that abundance with one another creates great joy. This is beginning to happen through the process of the internet and you connecting and supporting one another for those who have less, and allowing the illiterate to become literate, to allow the hungry to be fed, to allow the disenfranchised to become franchised, to become part of the system, inequality and balance. Question.
Yeah, you're right about the punishing part, because if we don't get into the system, we end up being homeless.
Or penalized by the laws you have created to keep you confined within the system.
Yeah, homeless or in jail. I have to, of course, that's connected to 31. You have become slaves to a corrupt system of usury. You have given your power away and worked long days to pay debts you really don't owe. We can acknowledge that, but trying to break free of that seems to be such a challenge.
And the only way to break free of it, beloved children, it's back to the word self in combination with empowerment. It's only through self-empowerment, by realizing who you truly are and where you came from and where you're returning to, that you can change and shift the structure that you currently are imprisoned within.
Of course, if we can find joyful ways to use our gifts and talents, of course, then it doesn't become drudgery and work.
It lifts the burden, does it not?
Yeah.
That is the importance. You all have within your hearts, beloved student, the desire to express yourself, your talent and gifts. For some of you, it may mean discovering what those are by not knowing what they are. And then when you awaken to it and you create a life that allows yourself to express that divine aspect of yourself, that joy, that emotive feeling raises your consciousness, raises your vibratory rate, and supports your ascension into a higher frequency of existence. Questions?
Joy has the power of manifestation in it, doesn't it?
Joy is an energy field, a component of love, which is the building block of all that there is. Your emotions are your pathway to your divinity and ascension. Are they positive, retrograding you, or are they negative or positive, leading you forward or taking you back? Let us continue.
Are we 32?
32. We believe in democracy and the right of all human beings to live in peace, with abundance in a system supported by justice for all.
Democracy means for the people, by the people, we the people. The concept of democracy has been gifted to you from the ascended master realms to allow you to acknowledge that you are sacred beings in human form with a right to be free. You are all struggling for freedom, freedom from self, thus allowing freedom from one another. For your relationship with self, what is mirrored and outpictured to others, to create the world you have now. Democracy is a gift from the gods. True democracy does not exist on your planet yet, but is your divine right for it to be so. Question.
Well, I'm looking forward to that clearing and cleansing that you keep referring to with our own democracy.
Yes, indeed. Let us continue.
Okay, 33rd and last. Our positive emoting and thoughts project a protective layer around us that tempers the elements and brings us perfect weather. Wow. Can I read that again?
It's a force field around you. Read it again.
Our positive emoting and thoughts project a protective layer around us that tempers the elements and brings us perfect weather.
Even creating perfect weather. But as it creates a force field around you, yourself, it also creates a perfect life you wish and intend and want. And as that moves up into the atmosphere, it creates weather systems. That's how powerful and empowering your emotions are. And they actually go beyond your atmosphere, out into your solar system, out into the galaxy, out into the universe, and out into the multiverse. Begin to understand the power of your emotions creating thoughts. Any final questions?
Yeah, Adama, last September we had Hurricane Irma that was roaring down approaching Florida, and they were describing it in apocalyptic terms. It was unprecedented and all that. And many of us, a group of us, were invoking the violet flame. And it seemed to dissipate, and it was barely Category 1 by the time it arrived here. And what effect did our invoking the violet flame, if any, on that storm? And is this an example of what you're talking about?
What do you know within your heart, beloved son?
We know in our hearts that it dissipated the storm.
So be it. Know you have that power. Know you have the tools from the higher realms which are being gifted to you every single day and it is your choice to apply them or not. So as we go through these wisdoms, and we can continue to do so in future sessions, and you are more awakened to the concept and reality that you have brothers and sisters and daughters and sons and mothers and fathers within the core of this planet that are nurturing you every single day and every moment of the now, simply because we love you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us this evening. It's a love offering basis, and you can donate at theangelnewsnetwork.com.
Thank you, everyone.
In 2 weeks, we'll be doing Archangel Michael.
Thank you, everybody.